Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Hannah Critchlow. This week, we master materials, applying a little bit of pressure to glean the answer to this.
Hi, my name is Sasha Zanjani from London. Diamonds are made deep underground when carbon is subjected to high pressure and heat. Is there any way that other elements could be used to make an even harder type of diamond? I was thinking of mining on other planets where pressures would be greater due to the planet being more massive.
So, diamonds from the ancient Greek, meaning unbreakable. They're formed naturally around the Earth's centre, where the high pressure and temperatures cause bonding between electrons of carbon atoms. This gives rise to the rigid lattice crystal carbon structure of diamond, which then travels to the Earth's surface during volcanic eruptions, delivering us with the transparent, extremely hard material we know as diamond. But could other planets produce similar substances? For the answer, we turn to Director of Research and Development at Deep Space Industries, Dr. Stephen Covey, who scans through the periodic table for mining possibilities.
You might expect that silicon, just below carbon in the periodic table, and also with four bonding electrons, would form equivalent structures. But silicon atoms are much larger than carbon atoms and don't pack as closely and thus form softer molecules. Nitrogen has a smaller covalent radius than carbon, and under super high pressures of over a million atmospheres, solid nitrogen changes from a hexagonal lattice into a cubic lattice, similar to diamond, and might have similar or even greater hardness. But it's difficult to beat diamond as a hard mineral. This is due to the way the carbon atoms are linked together, resulting in the highest packing density of any known substance at room temperature and pressure. But there may indeed be other ultra-hard materials formed at extremely high pressures. In February of 2009, a paper in Physical Review Letters reported that wurtzite-structured boron nitride may be 18% harder than diamond, and that another carbon mineral, lonsdaleite, is 58% harder than diamond. And in January of 2013, the journal Nature reported the production of ultra-hard nano-twinned cubic boron nitride by researchers from the University of Chicago, which also appeared to be harder than diamond. So if the conditions are right, then harder minerals than diamond may indeed be formed in the depths of large planets. Whether or not they are stable enough to be brought to the surface without reverting to softer forms is another question altogether.
Thanks, Stephen. So mixing different molecules in the lab can produce materials harder than diamond, but we don't yet know if they would be stable enough to be produced naturally up there in space. Fizzing on, we next get effervescent over this.
Hi, this is Bella, and my question is, why does a glass of fizzy drink bubble over when ice cubes are dropped into it?
Have you also noticed carbonated drinks bubbling over when an ice cube is added? And if so, why does it happen? Send your thoughts to studio@thenakedscientists.com. You can also tweet us @nakedscientists. You can write on our Facebook page, or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is @nakedscientists.com/forum.
The Naked Scientists Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Houghton Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.